Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Dr. Roger Korman, CEO of Aptilon Corporation. And Aptilon Corporation is a leading provider of physician access through its innovative sales and marketing channel. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Korman.
Thank you, Juan.
Great. Start off, talk a little bit about the company being named by Gartner as a list of cool vendors.
Well, the Gartner Award is another one in a long series of awards that recognizes the company for its innovative approach in pharmaceutical sales and marketing. Aptilon Corporation began in 2000, breaking through this area that was once called e-detailing. And in each of its evolutions, Aptilon has led the way in developing the technology that suits the business problem. So it's not technology for technology's sake, but it's technology that's crafted to meet a specific need in pharmaceutical sales and marketing.
And bring us up to speed on your technology.
The technology is specifically crafted for the interface between a pharmaceutical sales rep and a doctor. The problem of reaching physicians has been an ever-increasing one in the pharmaceutical industry, restricted by tougher marketing codes, by the Office of the Inspector General, by state marketing codes, by hospital marketing codes. The industry has faced increasing challenges to reach its primary audience, high-prescribing physicians. On the other hand, physicians need this information because they have historically received 80 to 85% of information about drugs from educational channels provided by the pharmaceutical industry. So what we have here is the industry being stymied in reaching physicians, physicians who are increasingly challenged by insurance companies and various other payment providers. They have less and less time to see reps. So through this morass of regulation and administration, Aptilon has developed a channel whereby pharmaceutical sales reps can talk to physicians and vice versa at the convenience of physicians so that important information can be conveyed, information that physicians need to prescribe appropriately. And lo and behold, when they have that information, their confidence increases about the various therapies, and then they're comfortable in using more of those therapies. So Aptilon has provided a specific technology crafted to the needs of a pharmaceutical sales rep and indeed a pharmaceutical company that enables this interface. It goes beyond a simple video connection because in the background, Aptilon queues up calls from all over the United States, routes it to reps where they may be available either in a centralized call center or out in the field, thus utilizing productive labor wherever the pharmaceutical company may have it at any given time. So it's a interface for a specific business problem. We began developing it in 2003, piloting it in 2004 and 2005, and the early innovative companies, specifically Merck and Johnson & Johnson, adopted it several years ago. And with their collaboration, we have developed it now where six out of the leading 10 pharmaceutical companies have adopted it for their business problems.
And what differentiates Aptilon from other players in your sector?
I think it's two things. First, Aptilon really does two things. We find physicians where they are available at the time they're using the Internet, and we bring them to an interaction. And secondly, when they are engaged in that interaction, that time is very, very well spent. Well, if we look at those two functions, if I can colloquial call them fetching and interacting, The fetching part is actually the biggest challenge, and that's where Aptilon has separated itself from its competitors many years ago, and increasingly so, where through our collaborative network of websites, we are able to invite physicians in different locations, therefore maximizing the opportunity for them to connect to a pharmaceutical interaction. And through this network of websites, some of which we own, some of which we partner, we in fact have the highest response rates in the industry. Once we bring in a physician through, we've crafted a platform, which is our XLRX platform, of which the video connection is one part. This platform enables a physician to very, very quickly and efficiently see what is available to do, so to speak, get in, get out. We've taken the validation that one must have when running physician-oriented programs. We've put it in the background. We've taken away all of the obstacles for registration. So a physician literally can, at a moment of interest, look at that opportunity and say, wow, hey, here's something I may be interested. Click, click, they're in, and they can see what they'd like to do. Connect with a pharmaceutical sales rep is one option. Use their time productively. And when we survey physicians about these interactions, they report that over 95% have been a productive use of their time. They've learned something, and they would be interested in repeating these interactions again. So we are a heavy lifter on the fetching part. We're very very productive in that area, and that's one way we've separated ourselves from our competition. And the second way is through our platform that enables physicians to do several kinds of interactions productively and therefore sustain their interest to do these interactions again.
Thank you. And talk about some of the other trends in the market and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, a day doesn't go by when one doesn't pick up the paper and read about workforce cuts, sales force cuts in the pharmaceutical industry. The industry is challenged by generic drugs, by the lack of blockbuster drugs, and increasing regulation, which has put tremendous margin pressure on the industry, forcing, as we know, very, very significant mergers and acquisitions. The industry now is its top line is growing lower than ever before, maybe 2% in the United States, down from double digit. So the industry itself is looking for new ways of becoming productive. And in the meantime, while they are reducing their headcount significantly, reducing their sales forces significantly, they're looking for alternative technologies, especially in the Internet. Aptilon has been developing these technologies since year 2000, and so to speak, we have the perfect intersection between a mega industry problem, Salesforce productivity, and Aptilon's developing technology. So, in a sense, we're at an important moment, very, very well positioned. We have survived the shakeout of the bubble companies that were born with us in that year 2000 era and have not kept up in developing new technologies. So there's been a significant shakeout. We are amongst the few or last companies standing in our area. And right now, our approach to license as well as distribute directly is bearing fruit as we develop partnerships with some very, very important players in the industry who recognize that our technology is advanced beyond what they have developed, and these licensing opportunities for us will complement our organic direct distribution growth.
So, yeah, please talk a little bit more about the company's growth. Will it be primarily organic, or will you look for those M&A activities?
Well, we have three prongs, and there's nothing fancy here. We have executed very, very well last year into this year, and this year will show the fruit of those efforts in those three areas. First, of course, is organic growth, where we continue to expand amongst the top pharmaceutical companies in the United States, where we are U.S.-centric today. Second, our partnerships. One has been announced with III. We are in progress of developing others that will be announced later this year, where important pharmaceutical marketing companies, internet information companies will be licensing our technology and serving as an alternative channel for Aptilon to distribute that technology throughout the pharmaceutical industry. The third prong is acquisition. And there, I can say that we have made important acquisitions to help us build our reach to physicians. The company has made four acquisitions through its history to date, and they've all been focused on how do you reach physicians. We are continuing to work in that area because this business is based on interaction, and if one cannot, so to speak, find the target party and bring that target party, then there's no sense to whatever technology you have. So our acquisitions will continue to be focused on finding physicians wherever they are conveniently working on the internet. The second strategy of partnership is working very, very well, and will continue to bear fruits this year as we have recently announced. And third, our organic growth is going to fuel the company as well. So those three strategies will continue to drive the company forward in 2009 and beyond.
Great. And perhaps you can walk us through your background, Dr. Korman, and experience as well as some of that of your key management team.
Well, I was trained in statistics and survey methodology, so to speak, in the development and exploitation of databases. 30 years ago, I joined the largest pharmaceutical services company, IMS. I worked in the United States and UK, Latin America, Europe, around the world, principally in business development, and pleased to say that developed many of the important products and services that IMS continues to derive a profit from. I certainly understand the idea of leveraging technology and database assets and in leveraging that growth to increasing success in a publicly held company. Almost 7 years ago, I met the folks from Aptilon. They seemed to have a leading technology, decided at that point to retire, so to speak. I got my 25-year watch and moved on into the CEO position. Very excited to join the co-founders, Mark Bentham and Denny Martineau, who have worked in the internet domain their entire lives, 20 years, literally before the internet was the internet. And so I think we bring together a very, very strong team based in the domain and the technology and the industry, and very, very pleased at this point in my career to be working with a very, very exciting group of people.
And what specific objectives have you and the management team set for the company over the next 12 months?
Well, it's in two areas principally: increase our access to physicians and increase our distribution of our technology through partnerships. We are succeeding in both areas. I think 2009 will be a very, very exciting year as we announce the fruition of our efforts, and we'll continue to see both Aptilon expand access to physicians and distribution to the primary pharmaceutical manufacturers through our partnerships. And I think that combination of, on one hand, access to the key targets, and then the outbound towards our client base will be the perfect partnership of business development.
Great. And in terms of the company's stock, do you think investors understand the general direction the company is headed in?
I think it's time for the investor community to renew its acquaintance with Aptilon. We've been quiet for the last 12 months as we have developed several new, what can I say, partnerships and products. We have, so to speak, followed the overall market curve, which is very, what can I say, challenging to a young startup on a junior exchange. But like the market as a whole, I think we've passed that low point. There's a firmness to our stock at the moment, and I think investors are waiting to hear good news, and I think we'll be able to please them in the coming months.
Great. And once again, joining us is Dr. Roger Korman, CEO of Aptilon Corporation, which trades on the TSX Venture. The ticker symbol is APZ. And before we conclude, Dr. Korman, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Aptilon as a good long-term investment opportunity?
The client base of Aptilon is the most robust, amongst the most robust. That's the pharmaceutical industry. They have a business problem of billion-dollar proportions. They are looking for alternative solutions in the Internet. Aptilon is a leading provider, as Gartner has recognized today and in the past, to answer those business problems.
Well, great. And we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining.
All right.